coming in on 3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews.
Yeah!
I like being chock full of shit.
That's about it!
Was that recorded?
Sperm bag of Sounders. Bananas kind of pissed me off.
And the average for the beer that everybody loves is really high.
I like getting shit on.
It's not an episode if you didn't make something up.
Tangerines are whores.
Core, don't even count.
Why do you need to count down? Three. And he never says one.
Just, I know. Well, he's bad with numbers. We've always known that. But what I am super surprised with, so we talked about it last week. Where can we improve? And it was the being silent part. And we fucking crushed the being silent part today. I think everybody did a great job. Matthew even covered his mouth.
It's true.
So no. Leaped out from him. So that's really good. Really good job. So I'm proud of us.
I think. That's a good start to the day.
God damn it.
I did edit out that whole argument the last time.
Why the fuck would you do that?
God, it was stupid.
This one's actually pretty good.
This one's actually pretty good.
Well, then none of this matters anymore.
Yeah. Well,
welcome to the last episode of this.
No. All right. Well, welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews, a childish podcast about adult beverages. I'm your host, Knox. With me today is Big Earn.
Hello.
And Chris.
I'm salty as fuck now.
And we got a couple
probably from the saltines I've been rubbing on me.
Well, I mean, saltines are needed for today's episode, for sure. And we also have two comedians with us joining us.
I like how you throw those terms around so loosely.
Well, I mean, they've done some shows.
They have done. I guess we can call them that.
And the first one is Zachary Ramadan.
Hello, hello.
I even pronounced that right. I remember from last episode.
Yes, you did.
And Mr. Generic himself, Matthew Smith.
Hello.
Mr.
Generic.
Give yourself
hello.
A ding. That's the only one he'll get for the rest of the month.
All right.
No, if you want a fun story, after I first started becoming friends with Matt, like, oh, okay, I'm going to go at him on Facebook. Do you know how hard it is to find a Matt Smith on Facebook?
Actually, probably really easy. Because there's probably like several thousand of them.
Yeah.
I had to wait for him to add me like a few weeks later.
It's true.
Why would you wait weeks to add this man?
I don't know. It takes me time.
The suspense.
I was born after the internet started, so I'm not really sure how you guys learned it.
Well, see, unlike you, Zach, I went through the work and actually scrolled down until I saw his picture in the profile.
And I'm like, I went to page 3 and I still couldn't find it.
All right. Sweet.
You're not even the most entertaining your name.
I know. Do you have any idea how many times I've been approached by people who are like, dude, I love you in that new Game of Thrones show? I'm like, cool, go fuck yourself. Kiss your mom on the mouth for me, please.
When I first saw him on the sign-up sheet, I thought he was a new guy who was too embarrassed to use his real name.
Worse, I'm too proud to not come up with a new name.
I gotta bring a real strong showing for the Smith name.
Nice. Well, welcome to today's episode, guys. Today we're doing it's a blind...
Hold the fucking phone, dude.
Okay.
Wait a minute. You're just gonna jump right into this?
Oh, wait.
Remember when we used to be friends and asked people how they were doing?
That's right.
Remember we used to be friends and gave a